The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let him break into his house. Also, you must be prepared, for an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." But then Peter said to him, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and he begins to beat the manservants and maidservants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come at an unexpected day, an unknown hour, and will punish that servant severely and assign him to a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations to act in accord with his will be severely beaten. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. In these gospel parables, we're always challenged with an interpretation of what it means today, whatever it meant when this was first recorded. Think about that, since they expected the end of the world to come very soon, and therefore in some ways it's an eschatological parable dealing with the end times, the end of the world. And therefore it had some impact and some meaning in a Semitic culture dealing with masters and servants, and in a culture and a belief that expected the end of the world to come very soon. Now, how to take a parable like this and translate that into the present moment and find its teaching becomes the invitation of the Holy Spirit when we reflect on the Word of God, believing that the Word of God is as much alive today as it was when this was first recorded way back in the book of Luke. So let me look at how we might integrate the teaching of this parable into the present moment. The first thing that's very striking about the parable is whatever we have, we are merely stewards of it. We don't own anything. A time will come when whatever we have, if we haven't shared it, it will be taken away. So all the things that we count as security are merely given to us in stewardship. And they're given to us to be shared, to create community, to bless other people, to give life and meaning and value to other people's lives, whatever we have. Not just material things, but opportunities, the gift of life, the opportunity to bless another person, to heal, to forgive, to care, all of these things are given to us in stewardship. And now a time will come, says the parable, unknown and unexpected, when the master will ask us about our stewardship. Now, what's interesting about this is, in Greek, there are two words for time. One is chronos. Chronos means chronological time. We get an English word, chronological. It means sequential time, hours, minutes, that's time. The second word, which is the one used in the scriptures, chronos is not used here, the second is kairos. Kairos doesn't mean an hour or a minute or a day. It means we speak about somebody's greatest hour. That's not 60 minutes, that's a moment. I speak about the time given to a person. It's not measured in hours or days, it's measured in somehow a moment. So a moment comes, a kairos, a moment of revelation, a moment of teaching, when the master comes and shows us what we need to do with what's given to us in stewardship. You don't have to look for it. Don't look for it. It will come to you. You'll see it if you have eyes to see. Just stop long enough and you'll see the master is present. And the master is prompting you to share whatever the Lord has given to you in stewardship, to share with those who are in need or in crisis or struggling or need encouragement, whatever it is. But how the Lord has blessed us with faith, blessed us with belonging, with a family, with friends, blessed us with material things, whatever they are. Be conscious, be alert, for the Master will speak to us and will reveal to us and say, wow, did you see that? Did you miss that? Did you interpret the moment? Did you hear the voice of God? Did you sense the prompting of the Spirit to share what was given to you in stewardship? That's the teaching. That's the teaching of Luke's gospel here today. Keep that in mind. As you journey through this day, be alert, be conscious, and the Lord will speak to you. The Master will come and say, take a second look. What has been given to you in stewardship is now meant to be shared. Amen.